We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, making his way to Pittsburgh next week, is the president of Scenic America, Mark Felzone. Mark, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure. It's such a beautiful city, and I love coming back to Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, when we talk about traveling across the country, I remember when the billboards first started going up, and not first started going up, but there was this whole controversy when the interstates went up as to whether or not billboards would be allowed because they were going to be eye pollution and ruin the views of America as you go across the country. And really, we've come into a more electronic age, but Mark, the concern and the problem hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. In many ways, it's gotten worse. We've seen all sorts of studies that show that digital billboards in particular diminish traffic safety. When there's something next to the road that's changing every 6 seconds in a dramatic way, it's going to catch your eye, unfortunately, and that means your eyes are not on the road. So the safety is an issue, but you talked about the visual blight as well. I mean, frankly, billboards, they're just plain ugly. They don't look so classy. Let's just say it that way. It really doesn't make a place look very nice. And there's also studies that show that it leads to reduction in property values. And, for those who care about the night sky, that's becoming a real important piece of this. They create light pollution as well.
Well, the new digital billboards in particular are very bright. But Mark, what about people who say, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with my billboard? They're very effective for me if they're an advertiser.
Yeah, and if you're driving down the highway and you want to know what's coming up at the next exit or when that favorite restaurant of yours is available, they do provide that information.
Well, you can get that sort of information on the less intrusive blue sort of information signs that are on highways. And I would also say, having done a little bit of media buying in my day, billboards are not a terribly effective way to get your message out. It's just not that effective. Whereas advertising on KDKA would be much more effective. I'm sure you could agree with me on that.
Yeah, you're not going to get any arguments here on that. But I'm serious though. If you're driving down the road and you're hungry and you see a billboard for one of your favorite restaurants and you see it's coming up at exit 117, you didn't know that was there beforehand. Now all of a sudden it's more of a spontaneous buy, and you go, oh. Hey, there you go. There's where we'll go.
Yeah, well, in addition to the blue signs that I mentioned where, you can have your logo on a highway sanctioned blue information sign, there's also this thing called the internet. And we have these phones, and you can turn to your partner and in your car and ask them to look up, "Hey, where's my favorite restaurant?" Or you can pull over yourself and just safely pull over and Google it yourself, or put it into Google Maps and find out exactly where your restaurants are. So that way, that is a much better way to do this rather than having this big visual intrusion. Because part of the driving experience is, especially when you are on a trip, is that, sort of beautiful landscape that you're driving by.
So when you come to Pittsburgh next week, who are you going to see?
Well, Scenic Pittsburgh is one of our strongest affiliates in the country. That's one of the reasons I'm coming. And they are a model for the rest of the country. And so I'm going to be talking to Mr. Mike DeWita, the executive director of Scenic Pittsburgh, and Dave Demko, his assistant director. And we're going to be meeting with a bunch of folks to see how we can take a lot of the successes that Scenic Pittsburgh has had and replicate them across the country.
You're also going to wade into the controversy over the sign on Mount Washington, right?
Well, that Sprint sign on Mount Washington, Point State Park is such a treasure, and that whole Three Rivers convergence is amazing. It's such a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Pittsburgh is one of the most gorgeous cities in the country, and yet you have this billboard, you know, that unfortunately is the one blight in this otherwise beautiful landscape. So, yeah, you know, Scenic Pittsburgh has offered several times to buy the billboard, but unfortunately the advertising company won't sell it.
Well, Safe Travels In Here, the president of Scenic America, to visit Scenic Pittsburgh next week, Mark Falzone, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.